Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There's some things that bother you ladies that I don't even think about. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. I'm going to give you an example. Just one little thing that I have not thought twice about, and I'm sure one of you two has probably gone, oh, I need to get that redone. Driver's license picture. Did you put any thought into it before you showed up at the DMV? Were you fixing your hair as you're standing there?
Yes, I did. And then I didn't pay attention. I like always wear my hair in a messy bun. So I was like, I'll have it in a ponytail, like try to make it look nicer. Well, I look like I have a pixie cut because my ponytail is behind my head and all you can see is like from my chin up. So I look like I have no hair in my driver's ed or my driver's license picture.
They made me take it and I wasn't expecting it when I went to read and they were like, hey, we have to redo a pic. I was like, today? It was hot. It was summer. I was sweaty. It was not a good situation. So yeah, that picture will just...
Aren't there rules for like passport photos where you're not supposed to be smiling? Like they want just a neutral look on your face.
You
I don't know if the driver's license is that
way. Soft smile in your passport photo.
You can smile. You can smile with your eyes.
I came across this whole list of things that women care about that men don't.
Okay. And that's painting with a broad brush.
It is a very broad brush.
Like there's a lot of things that probably don't bother me that may bother someone.
Okay. Sneezing. Dudes, just let it fly.
Yeah.
I would say probably half the ladies in my life will do that thing.
I always hold it in.
Where they hold it in.
I always regret it.
Why?
Because it feels like my head's going to explode. But I don't want to just like, I don't want to let it loose.
I always make such a bigger reaction trying not to sneeze where I'm like sitting over here with my eyes closed and I'm like pinching my nostrils and I'm like, everything's fine. I'm not going to sneeze. And everyone's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying not to sneeze.
Yes, so I would agree with that one.
Wearing the same outfit twice. I will tell you this. So we've had conversations. What are we going to wear at Guitars and Stars when we walk out on stage? Da, da, da. There's a whole theme. Hope comes in with whole themes and boards with themes on them and this and that. I'm probably going to wear the same shirt I wore at the last one. I went to the Boot Barn. And the lady working there, I said, which one do you think looks better on me? I hold up two and she pointed at one. I took that one.
Okay.
That's what I wore at Guitars and Stars.
Yeah. But I don't know why, but yeah, we don't want to. I can't wear what I already wore to a Guitars and Stars.
Don't Google it. Do you remember what she wore at the last Guitars and
Stars?
Yes,
she does.
She had a red sequin shirt on and black pants.
God. Yeah. Of course we do.
Okay.
I refused to even wear the same outfit to the Kelsea Ballerini reschedule. I was like, this is a new concert.
Oh, my.
New hope.
All right.
New fit.
New hope.
Hope told me something, and I got all upset about it, and I come to find out this is old news for most people. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy, Hope, and TJ.
So if you live under a rock like Billy does... Burgundy Basin closed 5 years ago. They closed in 2020.
Did not know that.
That's shocking to me that you didn't know that.
Did not know that.
You know, I keep tabs on everything going on in Rochester. So, you know, it's people like you who need people like me.
I need you. That's why you're here, Hope. To keep us all informed.
So they were talking about turning it into housing and shops, but they can't do that because there's that historic one lane bridge and they're like, traffic would just be a nightmare. So I'm like, I want to know what else could Burgundy Basin be? But we were talking about it. And Billy was like, if you had known that they were closing, would you want to go back?
I spent a lot of time there. A lot of time. So in the 1990s, back in the 1900s, I used to videotape weddings. I did radio part-time. I did that full-time. And I was at the Burgundy Basin, and no kidding, monthly for a wedding. And we went down the rabbit hole of different venues that I'd been at that are no longer around. Mapledale Party House.
Yeah, I never heard of that one.
I was there probably every other month for stuff. I mean, it was just, there were some places in town that people went for weddings and things like that that don't even exist. I don't know. When you say that they're talking about what do they want to do with it, you're talking about leveling the building where the Burgundy Basin Inn used to be and putting something else in its place.
Yes. I mean, right now, I don't know how they could turn it into housing as is.
Yeah, like, it's not that
there's
big.
Like the three different party rooms, two or three different party rooms, and then it also hasn't been touched in 5 years, so needs a little bit of TLC, I'm sure.
I don't know that people do the party room venue thing anymore. I was watching The Wedding Singer yesterday. It was on TV. Just happened to catch it. So, I mean, that was very like it used to be. You would get a wedding, like one of those rooms, and that's where you
party
would
house. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get married in a church, and then you'd go to the party house and have the party. And things are so much different now. People just want different variety. They want different things. And the party houses have been left behind.
Like there's two venues down. I live in Livonia. I'm right at the end of the village. There's two venues walking distance to where I live that have weddings. They're barns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huge farms that are well manicured. And, you know, the barns are absolutely beautiful. There's another place in Avon just outside of the village that it's got that big white barn that sits way back behind this beautiful mansion. And like it feels like that's become the go-to place for weddings now.
Either that or, you know, golf clubs or vineyards, things like that. But party houses, I mean, that's a shame because to me, that seems easy. Like everything's
proms.
Handles for it. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course you had your prom.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm at the party house.
If you knew the place that you got married at was closing, would you go back, take pictures?
I mean, I haven't experienced that yet, so I don't know.
Prom?
Oh, man, I probably would go back.
So I'm not going to lie here. I forgot where my prom was. I remember vaguely going. It was a long time ago. And I went on our Rush Henrietta Facebook page, Class of 88, Sperry Rolls, and asked, where was our senior prom? And it was not at that particular party house, but it made me wonder about, you know, people who get married. Like my wedding was at Avon Inn, and that closed briefly, and we actually, I won't get in trouble for this, they have pictures on the wall of people that got married there, and it goes back to like the 60s and the 70s, and when we heard they were closing the first time, we took our picture off the wall, so we have that picture in our house.
Thief! That's where it
but
went.
It's my
Thief!
Image. I own the image.
I'm filing the paper.
Oh, take those pictures while you have the chance. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. Hope and TJ are with us. We're talking about the Burgundy Basin Inn, which has been closed for a while, which which was news to me.
2020.
I don't get out much. And, you know, just having memories of places. And if you heard that a place that was special to you, like you got married somewhere, maybe the church you got married at was closing, would you go back and take pictures?
We were talking about last year when the tornado came through Kershaw Park and some of those willow trees came down, how many people went and were taking pictures and posting all these pictures of these historic willow trees and how upset they were that they had come down because of all of the different memories that they come. One story was like a 90-year-old couple that had gotten engaged at one of the trees. It was so cute.
Yeah, that was really sweet. This texter going, hey, I was married where, what,
Burgundy Basin.
Burgundy Basin, where you guys were talking about, in 2008. So in 2020, my husband and I brought our twins there for our anniversary and took pictures in the gazebo.
A text line is open if you want to chime in. 252-9233. It's 252-WBEE. Somebody else said, morning, y'all. I got married to my husband 24 years ago at Bristol Harbor, which was a beautiful venue right on the shores of Canandaigua Lake. Says, I would have loved to have gone back and taken some pictures before they knocked it down because we ended up not even getting our wedding photos. So, yes, there are certain things. It's unfortunate, but time keeps rolling.
Oh, man.
I am so sentimental when it comes to buildings and places, and you know, I don't know. I'm paranoid about losing the memories. Like all of our pictures, some people back up their phones. Like if you don't, you should, because if you keep your phone, your pictures on your phone, that phone's gonna die eventually. So make sure you have your pictures backed up. But like Google Photos, all of my pictures are there. I have my Google Photos backed up at two other places.
Have
just
you
to
gotten
be on the
photo
safe side.
Books yet?
I do the photo books for Christmas gifts.
Okay, like a yearly photo book. I've been tempted.
I don't
like,
do every picture.
It's getting so crazy now that I need to start doing some photo books.
Would you do all of your pictures from the year, or would you just do like highlights?
I would do highlights.
Because that's what I do. And for Christmas presents, for like my wife in particular, she doesn't want a lot of stuff. So sentimental stuff like that, that's a home run. So
plus,
I get those books all the time.
I don't want the kids to know that I take way more pictures of the dogs than them.
All right, it's time for a little country music news here at WBEE, and there's a lot of stuff going on, including Toby Keith. Toby Keith passed away a year ago, right? Was it 1 year ago? He has a horse that is going to be in the Kentucky Derby. One of Toby's dreams was to have a horse race in the Kentucky Derby, and even though he's not around to see it, that dream is being realized. According to this report, his horse Render Judgment will compete in the race. It's currently sitting at 30-1 odds. Toby's Twitter account, which I'm assuming is his family running it, says it was always Toby's dream. Render Judgment is now going to the Kentucky Derby. He worked so hard to finally have one there. Toby will have the best seat in the house to watch. Kentucky Derby is this Saturday, May the 3rd.
30-1 odds, that's a good payout. And do you know how many country music fans are going to be just
because it's Toby?
Just because it's Toby's horse. I know I am. I always got to go to the OTB. Now I got to get rendered. What is it?
Render Judgment.
Render Judgment.
That's a good name.
We got to get Don the Handicapper on the phone.
I know.
Because the clock is ticking. ACM Awards aren't for another 10 days, but they've already given out two huge awards. Ella Langley won Best New Female Artist. Zach Topp won Best New Male Artist. Ella was on stage performing when out of nowhere, a video of Miranda Lambert popped up and surprised her with the good news. No video of Zach accepting the award, but there was a picture afterwards. He's clearly a very happy man, which, by the way, he's part of the Guitars and Stars lineup.
So, like, in 3 weeks, I wonder if he'll still have the award with him and maybe we can, like, see it.
You think it'll just be, like, on display on his bus?
Like, it might be hanging from his neck and he's like, hey, you guys. That's very, very new. He must be so excited.
We could bring ours to ACM Award.
We'll compare ACMs.
And the awards can hang out together. And, you know,
in case they get lonely during the show, you know.
They have a little bromance going on there. May 8th, you can stream that, the ACM Awards on Prime. Willie Nelson's wife is slapping back at a TV station's incorrect report on many things, including their state of care. On the social media post, it was published by a TV station with a photo of Willie, his wife Annie, and their son Lucas saying, quote, Lucas Nelson takes pride in taking care of 91-year-old dad Willie Nelson and 63-year-old mom Annie. Lucas makes sure mom and dad are comfortable and living the best life. And in the comments, Annie pops in and points out numerous inaccuracies. She said, quote, Why would you take a photo from someone else's feed and then she names where they stole it from and then make stuff up? I still take care of my husband.
Ah.
Lucas has always been there for us and has his brother, and we love it. She continued referring to the two sons, including Micah. She says, then you claim they're incorrect ages. Don't do that. Just ask.
So it's all wrong information.
All the way across.
Like she needs all this care. And she's like, hey, wait a minute.
She's 63.
Yeah, I'm not in my 90s.
She's totally fine. Is.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.